Each month, we chat with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description to look at some forthcoming audio-described treats for you. Anne is back with us once again. Are you surviving the heat, Anne?
Just about, thank you. Yes, I'm going away this weekend, so I expect the weather will change.
you make a plan to go away and it rains. A nice little bit of a change today from some of the usual stuff we talk about. Let's start first, though, with a couple of festivals, because it's that kind of time of year.
It's always nice to have a little bit of sunshine when you've got an outdoor arts festival. We have two of these. They're both over the same weekend, actually. The first one, or one of them, is in Mansfield, and this has a great title. It's called The Full Shebang. It takes place in Mansfield Town Centre, and it starts about 10:30 in the morning and runs through till about 5 or 6 in the afternoon. Over quite a small area, there's a lot happening in the market square, and then there are walkabout events, and there are one or two other places where things are happening, but it's all fairly close, so you can get round everything quite easily. We have two describers working there, and they will be describing live, so quite a challenge. We've got acrobatics, we've got tightrope walking, there's fire juggling, there are little mini plays. It's aimed at families, it's lots of fun, there are workshops, live music, and people are coming from all over the country to perform, and also internationally. So It's a lot of fun, and I think we've been describing with them 3 or 4 years. They're very hot on access. As I say, this year there's 2 audio describers, which means more things can be described. They've had deaf theatre companies perform. They've had learning disabled companies perform. So they're trying to encourage access being provided for the audiences, but also giving an opportunity for some disabled companies. So yeah, it's just lots of fun, lots going on. It's almost like, oh, what time is it? Where should we be now? This is happening now. So it's a real full packed day.
It does sound it. And I like the circus theme one for that one. Where and when is that one, Anne?
This is just over one day. That's Mansfield Town Centre, and there'll be a stall there with programmes, large print programmes, lots of volunteers telling you what's going on and where to go, giving out headsets and so on. And that's on Saturday, the 5th of September.
Well, let's stick with the outdoors, Anne, and another festival for us.
Taking place on the same day, so Saturday the 5th of September, but also continuing on to the 6th of September. So this is a whole weekend festival, and this takes place in Hull. Again, we've worked with the festival for a number of years now. This is called the Freedom Festival. Events happening all over Hull. Similarly, bold performances. They also have installations and art, as well as the live music, the acrobatics, the juggling. Sometimes there are trampolinists. And again, performers are coming from all over the world, congregating. If they're not in Mansfield, then they'll be in Hull, performing lots of different shows. There's a performance featuring acrobats, which is on a 20-meter-high moving stage. So plenty for the describer to tell you about. With these things, it's a bit of a challenge because we don't see the acts beforehand quite often. So we have to be very much in the moment. It's a little bit more like doing a sports audio description because you've just got to go with the flow. And if the juggler drops the ball, you've got to say they dropped the ball. And sometimes it's just in your voice because you're so blown away by the fact that they've done not one, but two, but three, but four, but 8 leaps through the air. That comes across, hopefully, in the way that you describe it to the listeners. So we're all experiencing this excitement and wonder and joy, really, as we move around the different parts of the festival. And again, headsets will be available to make sure you can hear over all the noise that's around us.
Both sound incredibly exciting, Anne, and you definitely hope the weather's going to be good. And it sounds as if it's going to be equally exciting for the describers.
We can look at photographs, we can look at little trailers, we can read up about the performers, but there's nothing like being in the space along with everybody else, and you're as blown away as the rest of the audience. So, yeah, that's what we want to communicate.
We'll give some contact details a little bit later for people to get more details from you, Anne, but let's move on to, I know it's a favourite place of yours, Keswick.
It is indeed. Theatre by the Lake is right by the lake, as it says in the title. So you can just walk 2-3 minutes from the lakeside and you're at the theatre. There's a very nice restaurant there. It's a lovely place to come for a few days and enjoy visits to the theatre. So this performance, it's called Every Brilliant Thing. It's quite a new play. It's actually a one-man show. If I say it's about mental health, then it sounds like it's depressing. It is, in fact, very joyful, very positive. It tells the story of a lad whose mum had mental health issues. And one of his ways of trying to cope with it was starting to write a list of things that made him happy, things that made him smile, things that he thought were funny. So every brilliant thing that he could think of. And he started to write this list. And then we meet him when he's a bit older, he's a teenager, when he's a student and he falls in love and he's with this girl. And as he gets a bit older, he starts to have a few issues himself. And he really finds strength from visiting this idea of thinking about what makes us happy. And it has quite a lot of interaction from the audience. So they are encouraged to write things down that make them happy. They did the show, about two, three years ago at the theatre. And they had this huge board that you can write on. And members of the audience and visitors to the theatre, they didn't even need to be coming to the show, wrote on it. And there are just the most moving and beautiful things. And some are maybe things we might expect, like a beautiful sunset over the lake. You might have a granddad saying, "The smile when my little grandson sees me and recognises me." You might have something just like a nice hot cup of tea. There are so many things. The joy of seeing seedlings come up when you've planted them. It's a great celebration, really, of what it is to be human and what makes us happy. And a way of tackling the world, maybe when you don't feel that everything, you're struggling to find good things. And so we follow this character, this young man on his journey. The performance with audio description is at 2 o'clock on the 3rd of September. So let us know if you fancy coming along. There isn't a lot of set on this one, so we're wondering about whether to do a touch tour, but we probably will, just so people can have a walk around the space and we can maybe read to them some of the things that are on the big board, and they just have an idea of the theatre environment and the stage space, and maybe our actor will come and say hello as well, which would be fabulous.
Yeah, for already described ones, yeah, you don't need a lot of sets and a lot of props. Sometimes it is, as you say, it's just getting an idea of the size of the stage, just so you can paint that picture in your head when the actors are on. And as you say, a nice positive one, this one, a chance for some audience interaction too. Shall we finish off in the or at the Lowry?
Part of the art gallery is dedicated, as we would hope and expect, to the work of L.S. Lowry. And the other part of the gallery has a changing series of exhibitions. So this time we're going back to the Lowry's. and we will be exploring maybe 6 or 8 paintings. There'll be a mix of some of Lowry's better known works, but also introducing people to works they may not have come across before. So I will be working with a curator there who will talk about the paintings and about Lowry and be able to answer questions. And then I will be providing the audio description so that people can hopefully get an idea of what the paintings look like, what style he used, what colours he used, the way the sort of layout is in the painting, the feelings we get from the paintings, hopefully to bring it into mind for people who are visiting us on that day. This is on the 10th of September, and it will start at 11 in the morning and last probably about an hour and a half with questions and so on.
Fantastic. Some great ones in it. I love the sound of the festivals at the start, and they sound amazing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun as well. If people would like to get more details about these or any of the vast amount of performances and shows and arts venues that you're covering, Anne, how do they get in touch?
Best way probably is to check the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. You can click onto the events page for a calendar of events, or you can click onto the news page for what's happening over this month and next month in particular with a bit more detail. For all updated information for things like touch tours, any changes of times, anything like that, it's always worth checking the Mind's Eye Facebook page, Mind's Eye Audio Description, because you'll find everything that's new and pertinent on there. We're also at Mind's Eye Arts, and we're also at Mind's Eye Description on Instagram. So there are lots of ways you can get in touch, or just drop us an email through the website. We're always pleased to hear from people.
Lovely to catch up with you as always, and let's hope things cool down a bit, but stay dry for those festivals, of course. And thanks for speaking with us on RIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.